Conjuring, Iron Man 3, We're the Millers.
Framed posters of films shot in the Wilmington area cover the walls of Johnny Griffin's office at the Wilmington Regional Film Commission. Griffin is the commission's director, and his office sits on the EUE Screen Gems lot. There is virtually no argument in southeastern North Carolina about whether incentives are beneficial to the region. The debate hinges on if the economic advantages extend to the state as a whole. 38 other states, Puerto Rico, and countries around the globe currently offer tax breaks to film companies. Producers can find incentives from New Zealand and Australia to Uruguay to Lithuania to Mexico. The popularity of the tax breaks means the business has fundamentally changed, says Griffin. No incentive means no film.
We know our clients, and we know the way they do business, and we know the way they work. And when our clients tell us that the only states that we do business in are states that have incentives, that's the number one deciding factor first. So they lay all those out and they say, okay, we've got five places we can make this movie. Then from there, now what are the locations that are required? We know that if the incentive goes away, then basically we come off the list and we are no longer a place to be considered.
Craig Fincannon is a Wilmington-based casting director with offices in Atlanta and New Orleans, two cities enjoying vigorous production, thanks in large part to robust state incentive programs.
I mean, there are employees at each of the studios now who get paid a lot of money, and all they do is compare the world's incentives. That's all they do. They take every budget and they run it through computer programs to compare its impact at any incentive around the world.
Bill Vassar is executive vice president of EUE Screen Gems in Wilmington. He's generally optimistic about the outcome of the short session, but is hardly a passive observer. According to Vassar, Secretary of Commerce Sharon Decker, who's been publicly supportive of some form of tax incentive for film, has asked film industry representatives to offer proposals that would grow the industry in the state.
Well, we've provided her with a number of different ways that that could happen. And we know that she's made recommendations to the governor. And we'll see if the governor puts that into his plan. There are very few elected officials in this state that want to see the film industry leave. They understand that it's important to the economy. It's important. There's a lot of people here who make their living from it.
Representative Susie Hamilton, a New Hanover County Democrat, introduced a bill yesterday that would repeal the sunset on the current film incentive package. The proposal, co-sponsored by Republican Representatives Ted Davis and Frank Eiler of New Hanover and Brunswick counties, and Betsy Carney, a Mecklenburg County Democrat, would also increase what productions must spend to qualify for the tax credit from $250,000 to $300,000. Regardless of the outcome, though, Film Commission Director Griffin says North Carolina has missed this year's TV season. That's because the short session that started earlier this month is the only chance to do something about incentives before they expire in December. And it's the same time that most TV series get their green lights.
Most television companies will tell you that unless they can run a budget analysis 2 to 3 years into the future, they can't land somewhere. They can't go somewhere. If there's a hope that it's going to have a season two or season three, then they don't want to take the chance to come here and set up, build sets, establish locations, establish a look, only to then at the end of the first year potentially have the incentive go away and now have to pack up the series and move it somewhere else.
EUE Screen Gems' Bill Vassar isn't worried about the television traffic on the lot.
Yes, there are television shows that perhaps would have been greenlit for North Carolina. We have two very popular shows here right now, Under the Dome for CBS and Fox's Sleepy Hollow. Both of them are talking third season.
And with the recent addition of Secrets and Lies, an ABC pilot that's becoming a series, and FX's Here and Now, another pilot.
We think television's pretty safe as long as the incentives are there to support it.
But what if the incentive died in North Carolina? Craig Fincannon says even that won't cause him to move his home base out of Wilmington.
You're going to find me in this office being very sad about the fact that an awful lot of my friends are in New Orleans and in Atlanta, because the crew will have to follow the work, and I will have scores, if not hundreds, of extremely close friends who will not be sleeping in their beds at night.
I asked Johnny Griffin to speculate on how the atmosphere at the busy Screen Gems lot might change if the incentive goes away. I wait, expecting him to describe a quieter place, less bustle, maybe a soundstage or two in use. That's not what he says.
I would say eventually it starts off as being empty, and then from there it's up to the owners as to what they would want to do with it. It's a piece of property that they've invested in at that point, and they have to decide how to get their best return out of that piece of property. But, it certainly can't be a film studio unless you're making movies here and television shows.
EUE Screen Gems' Bill Vassar won't even entertain discussion about the prospect of incentives evaporating.
We're not giving up on it. We've had some very good feedback from people in the House in the last week that the present refundable tax credit has some legs. So we're going to continue to work for it.
With powerful members of the State House and Senate, the governor, and members of the Commerce Committee interested in strengthening film in the state, Vassar says he expects a competitive package to pass. Casting Director Craig Fincannon.
At the end of the day, the industry right now has America right where they want them. They have them competing for their work. And as long as that competition continues, you either decide to play in the game or not.
Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.